You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
I'm looking for hearts and gardens.
I'm Kiana.
I'm Tanasia.
I'm Lila.
And I'm Badila. And we're
the Perfect 10 After School. And we love to be a part of WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. Celebrating creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by the Olana Partnership, presenting Art and Landscape at Olana, an afternoon conversation and celebration on Saturday, June 14th at 4 p.m. The event brings together artists, architects, and environmental stewards to explore how Frederick Church's Olana inspired their practice. Advanced registration required. Details at olana.org/art-and-landscape.
Jesus today. Anybody thankful for his presence, his name? Thank you, Jesus. Say, I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter. Where he leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus. He loves me. Say, I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter. Where he leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus.
Can we say it again?
He loves me.
Yeah.
I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter.
I love the Lord.
Hey, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning and God bless you, beloved of God. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is a bright side day. Yes, beloved, this is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. That's WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org online. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord. Yes, beloved, it is a bright side day. It is Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. So excited about Pentecost Sunday. Praise be to God. Pentecost was a celebration that was held by the Jewish community, the people of God, back in antiquity as a harvest festival. But then when they got liberated from bondage in Egypt after 400 years, they received the law of God, the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. If we just kept the Ten, we might not need so many, but praise the Lord. We have the Ten as the foundation. But then in the fullness of time, when the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, came into this world and delivered from the power of sin and death, he told his disciples to go and wait for the fulfillment of the promise of God, the pouring out of the gift of the Holy Spirit that would give them power, amen, to be his witnesses in the world, beloved. Praise God. Listen, I want to share the word of God with you right here, right now. It says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, amen somebody, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene." Hallelujah. There were visitors, beloved, there from Africa already. Come on here, somebody. We're going to not talk about colonization and all that stuff today, but praise the Lord. Rome, hallelujah, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Going further in the text, and you find out that Peter let them know what it meant. But listen, beloved, you know, back in the Word of God in Genesis chapter 11 and 1, God confused the people by bringing them into different languages because they were embarking on a project that God did not want to have happen. And so he split their languages, amen, and it caused some division and some confusion. But on the day of Pentecost, the word went forth that everybody from every language could hear and understand it. In essence, God was reversing that curse, beloved. Hallelujah. We serve a God who can reverse the curse. Not only can he do it, he will do it. Will he? Yes, he will. Yes, he will, beloved. That's good news. There's a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. You don't quit in the dip. Amen. Listen, we got the music with the message, all right? And we want you to get the message of the Holy Spirit power and the Holy Spirit outpouring and the Holy Spirit blessing, the Holy Spirit gift, the Holy Spirit that gives us new life and strength and power to be witnesses for God. Amen. Let me hear you say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. I can hear you through the airways, you know. Hallelujah, in my divine mind. Listen, we have Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. Heaven's Mutambria. Anointing, fall on me. Ron Canole. Breathe on me. Clint Brown. Here I am. Chris Bay. Send it on down. Karen Sheard. This is a move. Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And fill us once again. Ricky Dillard and company. Yes, beloved, we got the music for you. Back to back, 7 songs, 33 minutes of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah. Don't you go nowhere. You stay right here on WGXC with me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Anointing, fall on us. Breathe on us. Here we are. Send it on down. This is a move. This is a movement. Fill us once again. And so here we go with our musical message moment for this Pentecost Sunday. Holy Spirit, come on by.
Send your glory. Be overcome
by your presence, Lord.
Your presence.
Your presence.
One more time, say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Your glory,
God, is what I want to know.
To be
overcome
by your presence,
Lord. Your presence.
Your presence.
Your presence.
Hands and worship him right now. Oh, come flood this place. Come flood this place. Let your presence fill this room right now. Let your presence fill my life right now. Let your glory fill this room right now. Oh, hallelujah, 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 yeah.
Enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you.
Fire! Holy Ghost, fire! Burning, burning, yesterday's gone.
Say it again.
Yesterday's gone.
All of your problems.
Yesterday's
hold, I said that.
Yesterday's gone.
Today
I'm in need.
Lord, I need you today.
Holy Ghost, power.
Say it again.
Here I am, Lord. I am yours, Lord, and I will go where you send me. I will hold your people in my heart. Amen, somebody. Amen. Listen, this is WGXC, ACRA, WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Catskill, and Columbia, Green, Ulster, Kingston, Rensselaer, all those counties, Albany, and WGXC.org online. This is where the music with the message of the heart, mind, and soul comes to you, from my heart to you, from my home to yours, and wherever you may be, we come with the bright side message. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. We got more music coming back to back. Send it on down, God. Send it on down. Send it, send it. Let the Holy Ghost come on down. This is a move. We need a move from the Lord. Amen. And we cry out, fill us once again, God. Fill us once again. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. Oh. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. They will know we are Christians by our love. By our love, they will know we are Christians by our love.
Lord, won't you send your power down?
Lord, won't you send your power down?
Lord, won't you send your fire down?
Lord, won't you send your fire down?
Let your glory fill this temple now. Yeah.
So the song says that mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Cause yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all it says, and bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Say, we are here for you. Come and do what you do. Woo! We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Cause we need a move.
That's why we want to move from the Lord, amen, because miracles happen when he moves. Lord, move. We need a move. We need a move. Fill us once again, God. Fill us. Fill us once again.
Put your hands together.
Jesus,
we need
your power
to come fresh. what we wanted to do. Fill us once again.
Your power, God. That's real. That's real talk right there. We need your power to talk right and walk right and live right and do right. We need your power, God. Oh, my God. If we ever needed it before, we sure do need it now. Hey, and you with me? Amen, somebody. Listen, beloved, I want to talk to you on the topic, the theme, living your faith in the public sphere, living your faith in the public sphere. Looking at Acts chapter 2 and verses 1 through 4, which we read earlier. Actually, we read 2, 1 through 11 earlier in this broadcast. And so I want to pick it up from verse 12 and go on to verse 18 and then break it on down. How about that? And so, beloved, amen, it says, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what means this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. They thought they were drunk. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, you men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, he that be it known unto you and listen to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, about 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is with that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Amen. The birth of the church. And beloved, it was done in public. How about that? Pentecost happened in public. Gracious and eternal God, our Father, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts and on our lips and on our mind. God, we couldn't thank you enough if we had 1,000 tongues for all that you have done for us, Lord. God, when we look at the details of the things that you have done, we can't help but say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for making a way for us. Lord, as we come and share from the Word of God today, we are asking, Lord, that the Holy Spirit power would move through the airwaves, God. Hallelujah. Push aside the doubter and the scoffer and the mocker and the scorner and thoughts, God. Push aside, oh God, the cunning and craftiness of our adversary who only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Bring us into newness of life in your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, who came and gave his life that we would have a right to the tree of life. Lord, I thank you this day for Pentecost Sunday, Lord, the day when the promise of God was fulfilled, as you said in Joel chapter 2. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that Pentecost didn't happen in a closed up room, hallelujah, behind closed doors, but then it came out into the streets, beloved. Hallelujah. It came out into the streets. The word of God said that the people heard what was going on, and the 11 came out, and Peter stood up and spoke up, hallelujah, and let them know what time it is. You know, Pentecost teaches us that the Spirit of God is not just for private comfort, that he empowers us for public witness. When the Spirit fell, the disciples didn't stay hidden. No, they stepped out into the streets of Jerusalem. They spoke in languages they had never heard, languages that were spoken by real people in real cities. And beloved, when you look at the map and you see the different places that the people that were gathered for the day of Pentecost were there to celebrate in Jerusalem, you see that they came from all over, hallelujah, the world. Amen. Lord, the Word of God teaches us and tells us that our faith was never meant to be a secret. Hallelujah. That God saved us, not just to get us to heaven, but that we would have influence in the earth, that we would be lights like a light on a lampstand and a candle that could not be hidden under a bowl. Listen, beloved, it doesn't matter if you're a teacher, a nurse, a cashier, a student, your workplace, your school, your community is your mission field. It is the place where you can shine for the Lord. It is the place where your witness can be made public and be made known, where people might see the God in you. You don't even have to open your mouth, beloved, because the Holy Ghost on you lets them know there's something different about you. How about that? You know, the Spirit gives us boldness to speak truth. Hallelujah. I cry out for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the USA today, Lord. There are those who are not bold enough to speak truth to power. People are intimidated and afraid of retribution. Oh my God. But we believe that God gives us boldness to speak truth and to even speak truth to power. Yes, beloved, look at Peter. He was the same man who denied Jesus 3 times, but now he's standing before thousands and declaring, "This Jesus whom you crucified, God has made both Lord and Messiah." Hallelujah. Lord and Savior. What changed for Peter? It was the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Listen, the Holy Spirit doesn't just give us goosebumps that we can, you know, run around the church and sing and shout and dance and clap. The Holy Ghost comes and gives us guts. He gives us power. He gives us authority to live our faith in public. It means speaking truth even when it's unpopular. It means standing for righteousness, justice, and compassion in a world of compromise. You don't have to be loud to be bold, but you have to be clear, consistent, and courageous. Yes, beloved, it takes courage. Yes, it takes consistency and clarity. We living our faith in public, it means living Spirit-filled lives, Spirit-led lives. Notice what the crowd said when Peter spoke. They saw the behavior that the 11 were exhibiting and that it was supernatural. Yes. People were filled with joy and unity and power. And the people that were watching, they were amazed. But you know, some of them mocked. And beloved, listen, people will mock me, mock you too. But that's all right, because if we're getting mocked for Jesus, we in good company. Let the people of God say amen. Hallelujah. Listen, in a skeptical world, your life may be the only sermon someone hears. And when we live a Spirit-led life, our witness becomes Spirit-empowered. The Holy Ghost gives us power to be kind when others are cruel, to be honest when others are lying, to be joyful in the midst of struggle. Do I have a witness? Yes, beloved. Listen, Galatians 5 tells us the fruit of the Spirit, just a few of those: love, joy, peace, patience. It isn't just for the church house. It's for the office, the PTA meeting, the dinner table, city hall, town hall, the White House, your house. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, you have the fruit of the Spirit. You have access, hallelujah, to this love and this joy and this peace that is not natural. It's supernatural, beloved. Amen. Peter quoted Joel saying, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people, not just prophets and pastors, all people, sons and daughters, young and old, men and women." Hallelujah. And if you belong to Jesus, guess what, beloved? You qualify. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, don't disqualify yourself. Don't wait for a title to be a witness. Don't wait for a microphone to preach the gospel. You may be the only believer in your family or your workplace, but you carry the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And beloved, that's more than enough. Yes, beloved. Listen, Pentecost was not just about speaking in tongues. It was about taking the gospel public. It was about ordinary people filled with extraordinary power, stepping into the streets with boldness, compassion, and truth. And God is still calling his people out of the upper rooms and into the world. He's still filling hearts. He's still speaking through sons and daughters. He's still giving dreams and visions. He's still sending his church, not to hide, but to shine. So, church, let's live our faith not just on Sunday, but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday too. Not just in the sanctuary, but in the supermarket, not just in the church, but in the city. Let the fire of Pentecost burn in your speech, your walk, your word, and your witness. Yes, beloved. Listen, think about it. Is God calling you to step out and live your faith? If so, how so? Is it a conversation with a neighbor? Is it a stand for truth at your job? Is it an act of mercy or kindness that points someone to Jesus? Yes, well, the Holy Spirit will lead you. Yes, beloved, the Holy Spirit is here. Go in faith and go in power and live your faith in public. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm talking about the power to live in public places by the power of the Holy Ghost. We are here because there's a bright side in it all, and we have the music with the message to support it. I have another song that I'm going to share with you after I share these closing thoughts and closing announcements. Hallelujah, and to God be the glory. Listen, there will be a Pentecost Sunday Community Holy Communion at the Story Screen Theater at 160 Fairview Avenue today at 11 a.m. Yours truly and Pastor Paulette Adams of the Payne AME Church in Chatham, we are coming together, hallelujah, for whosoever will to come and join us in Holy Communion and fellowship, sweet fellowship with the Holy Ghost. They'll be preaching, they'll be singing, they'll be praying, they'll be worship, they'll be joy, joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So looking forward to it. If you stop by, say hi. Amen. 11 a.m. at the Story Screen Theater, 160 Fairview Avenue. That's where we'll be this morning. And Pinkster Fest is happening this afternoon. Pinkster, the Dutch word for Pentecost. There's a festival, a celebration at the Rothamel Park in Kinderhook on Rothamel Drive or Avenue, whichever it is, you find it. Rothamel, hallelujah, Park. It's coming up on Saturday. Unbelievable is here already. Flag Day is coming, beloved. Amen. And so we look forward to celebrating, hallelujah, the American symbol of freedom, justice, and liberty for all. May be a reminder. May people speak up and stand up. Hallelujah. To keep, amen, our democracy healthy for all. Father's Day comes next Sunday, beloved. Amen. Shed a little love. Show a little love. Praise be to God. To the men, the fathers, grandfathers, godfathers, stepfathers, like a father. Amen. Spiritual fathers. Show a little love on Father's Day. Hallelujah. Listen, beloved, If you are interested in finding out more about Overcoming Ministries, Overcoming Ministries International Church, check out the website at www.omichurch.com. Mm-hmm. And find out what we've done and what we're doing, where we are and where we're going to be. How about that? Happy birthday, June babies. Happy anniversary to all you June lovers. Hey, hallelujah. From our heart to you, we pray the new year, this next revolution around the sun for you, be among your very best ones. And listen, beloved, if you are sick and shut in, lost or lonely, if you're confused or depressed or stressed, if you're grieving and bereaving, know that we are praying for you. We are praying for you. And we are witnesses to God. We are witnesses for the Lord that no matter how dark the clouds may be and how gray the day, there is a bright side somewhere. The sun is still here. The sun still shines. The sun, hallelujah, of God is light in the world. Don't quit in the dip. Hang out, hang in, hang on. Amen. Hang in, hang out there, hang in there in Jesus' name, because he's still shining light in the midst of the darkness. We're going to get ready to leave now, but hey, you stay well, stay strong, and stay blessed. Remember, God loves you, and that is a fact. We'll know we are Christians. I gave you a little taste of that a little earlier, a little bit impromptu, I guess. But we're going to go out with that one. They'll know we are Christians, not by what we hate, but by our love. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand for love and the love God gives us. Looks beyond our faults, sees our needs. Hallelujah. Supplies our needs.
We are one.
The love of God.
We are one.
Let's share the love.
The Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, they will know we are Christians by our love. With each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. They will know we are Christians by our love. By our love, they will know we are Christians by our love.